Hey, welcome back to the Mark Mosier Show right here, yes, on 1560 The Fan. You can also listen online at sportsradio1560.com. I am broadcasting live here from one of my old stomping grounds here in beautiful Charlottesville, Virginia. That's right. Always love coming back here, and I know we're doing the show today, and then we're going to party all weekend. I'm sorry you can't come with old Uncle Mark, but don't worry. I'll post some of the photos, especially the ones that'll make my buddy Kerry look bad. That's very key. He's going to join us around 3:30, and you've heard Kerry on the show. Now, this lady who's joining me right now, I saw her last fall when I came back for Tom Morgan, my buddy's wedding. She does a great job here in town. She owned the Cavalier Diner for a long, long time, and she's the biggest Cowboys fan I know. We got to bring her on. Risty, how you doing today?
Mark, this is such a great surprise when you texted me that you were coming, and I was like, oh my God, yay, thank you. It's great to see you. We really miss you up here, but I hope you're doing well in Florida, but we miss you terribly.
I miss you as well. And the thing with Risty, we have this relationship, is when I started my sports show professionally in 2010, Risty was the first client to say, yes, come do your show from my restaurant.
You know it.
So this was maybe, yeah, fall of 2010.
Exactly.
And it was funny at first. You were like hesitant, but then you're like, yeah, all right. And I think you liked when I said, hey, come on with me. We'll talk football.
Yes. And I was like, and then I just took off and you couldn't shut me up. And it was like, okay, take the microphone away from her now. It's like, oh my God.
And you know what's funny? Okay, as a Cowboys fan, so I've known you for like about 12 years now.
Yes.
I've never met you as like, yeah, we got a contender. We're going to go to the Super Bowl. I've never seen that.
No, 8-8, baby. Come on. Why mess with a good thing? You know?
Why are you a Cowboys fan?
So back when I was little and like I was starting to like sports, I kind of picked teams based on their uniform. And I really like the color combination and the star on the helmet in the middle of the field. Plus, this boy that in like fourth or fifth grade that I really didn't like was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And that year, the Steelers and the Cowboys were playing the Super Bowl. So since he was rooting for the Steelers, well, I, of course, had to root for the Cowboys.
Well, wait, so for our listeners, where did you grow up, though?
Here in Charlottesville.
All right, so this is what's interesting.
I've never been to Dallas.
Okay, you've never been to Dallas.
No.
See, here's what's fascinating is, okay, the timetable. And it's weird, is especially like when you live here in Virginia. So the 1 o'clock game was always the Washington team. Whatever their name is now. I'm still confused.
Yeah. It's the Wizards? Bullets?
I was listening. I'm driving in from Richmond, and I was listening to like sports talk radio there, and they're like, oh, yeah, the Commanders.
Who's that?
Yeah, that's how I felt. I was like, wait, who are they talking to?
I know.
Risty, they were talking about, like, this has been the name for 20 years.
What?
Yeah, I didn't get it. So
20 seconds? I mean, come on.
So what would happen is if you live here, and there's a lot of places like this around this country where 1 o'clock game would be the Washington team, then 4:15 would be the Cowboys.
Exactly.
So when I moved here, I was like, why are there so many Cowboy fans here? Like, what is going on?
That's why.
It's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
But my buddy Alan Slaughterzinski, he's originally from Baltimore. So he told me this story like, hey, when he was growing up, you know, they had the Colts.
Right, and everyone liked the Colts.
The Colts. Yeah. Then they left.
Nobody likes
the
Colts.
They didn't have a team, so he's like, well, I'll just start watching the Cowboys game.
Right,
it's always on. So who's your favorite Cowboy of all time?
Roger Staubach, baby. He was the quarterback when I started watching the Cowboys. So,
not Troy Aikman.
No.
No. But you love the 90s teams.
Oh, I love them. The triplets, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin. Oh, yes.
Did you ever see the Cowboys play live, though?
No.
No, you've never gone?
No. I was supposed to go to one of the games here in Washington, and then COVID happened, and I'm like, screw that, you know? Oh, well.
You need to go.
I know I need to go. Tell me about it.
You need to do this. I went, Risty, okay, I was in high school. All right, don't.
Okay.
Don't get jealous.
I'm not.
So in high school, to start, this was maybe 96, week one, my Bears hosted the defending Super Bowl champion Cowboys. So my dad and I went to Monday Night Football. The Bears won. But it was like, honestly, this was like the height of 90s Cowboys.
Wow.
Right after they won the third one. So I'd say 40% of the crowd was Cowboys.
In Chicago.
Like all the Cowboys gear. And
that's nuts.
And it was really cool. And this is one of my favorite moments. I saw Deion Sanders play Iron Man football that night.
Get out.
Yeah, where he went offense and defense. And that was the game. I think Emmett Smith tried to dive for a touchdown. I think he hurt his neck or something.
I think it was.
Yeah. So that was it was really cool.
That is cool.
But have you been to an NFL game before?
No. I know. It's like I've been to like NBA, and I lived in Charlotte. I went to those few Hornets games, but that's the extent of my professional sports attendance.
Has it been hard being a Cowboys fan over the years?
And here in this area, yes. I mean, all these people are Washington fans. They all like ridicule me. They say, "What the hell? Change teams? What, you know? What kind? I'm never coming to your restaurant again." I'm like, whatever. You know?
Are you proud that Tony Romo has been a fantastic broadcaster?
Why couldn't he be as good a quarterback as he was a broadcaster? I mean, why do you have to muff the kick? You know, hold for the kick, and you know, against Seattle. Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to choke in the big games? Why do you have to keep getting injured? I mean, I'm just going on and on. But then, you know, we have Dak now, so hey, 8-8, baby. And I don't understand why Dak Prescott got this huge ass contract, 40+ million, for what? For being an 8-8 quarterback?
Yeah.
I mean, win something first and then get the big money, damn it.
Risty.
What the hell?
Risty. Okay. Okay. Here's what happened. All right. So remember, he got injured 2 years ago.
Right.
And they put in Andy Dalton. And this is literally what happened. So Andy Dalton gets in and he's just mediocre. Your Cowboys. So it was brilliant for Dak Prescott because the Cowboys brass is like, oh my God, we better sign Dak long term. My Bears, on the other hand, saw Andy Dalton, said, get that guy $10 million.
I know.
Make him our starter.
What were y'all thinking? And now he's not even with the team anymore, is he?
Oh.
I didn't think so.
No,
it's like,
not.
Dude, you go through quarterbacks worse than like the Ohio teams. It's like, what is it with you Midwestern, NFC, you know, Midwest?
I don't know.
It's like, you know.
Look, there's one team in the Midwest that has a quarterback. It's called the Packers.
Yes.
Every other team.
Everyone. Chicago.
Detroit.
Cincinnati. Detroit. The Browns. I mean, everybody. What the heck is going on in the Midwest?
Cincinnati's got a quarterback now. He went to the Super Bowl. Come on. Did you like that? Look, I... Now I'm laughing. I want your thoughts where... So I'm hosting this Super Bowl party, right? We're at Port Canaveral. It was awesome. It was just great to be in front of a bunch of people again for a watch party.
Right.
It's been like 2 years.
Yeah.
So I'm watching the game. Everyone's having a great time. And there was a moment where I'm like, these are really the best teams? Really?
Exactly. It's like Rams and Cincinnati?
Really?
Really?
This is it.
It's like, huh?
So funny.
You know, it's like, even my sister, who doesn't really follow it, she's like, this is the Super Bowl? I'm like, yes, I'm sorry. You know, I don't even know. What do you say? I mean, so it's like, dude.
And right, the LA Rams with no fans.
Nothing.
None.
I mean, no, I think they have 12, maybe 13. I think, yeah. I think when I last tried, but it was after the Super Bowl.
Risty, what notes did you bring today?
I didn't bring notes. I see notes here. I see something about Troy Aikman and Tony Romo and Mark Moses. So that must be, you want me to talk about.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write this down. You're okay. The first contestant up who's going to do this.
Sweet.
And we're here with Risty, my good friend here in Charlottesville, Virginia. I forget we're on the air. I have to reset like that.
We are on the air?
Yeah, we are on
gosh.
The air.
Oh, gosh. And I was saying four-letter words. I'm sorry, Mark.
No. All right. How excited are you for the opener where it's Tom Brady and the Buccaneers at Cowboys?
On a scale of 1 to 10, make that a 15. Because we really should have beat him last year. And
yes.
Like at the end, we just collapsed. It's typical. So this year, we're going to get it. You know, but of course, he's going to come out firing because he's out of retirement, which I knew that retirement was not going to last. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be like a 15-minute thing. Come on.
It was so weird. Here, you know, it's like, where were you when, you know, when this horrible thing happened? I was at Universal Studios with a buddy. All right.
Dude.
We were there in January. And we got free tickets at work. I said, let's use these before they expire. We go to Universal's. It was 40 degrees that day. The coldest
day
of the year. In Florida.
Wow.
So we got big coats on. We're waiting to get on the Harry Potter ride because I'm a rebel badass. That's what it is.
Of course you are.
And all of a sudden, I see on my phone, and it goes, Tom Brady to retire. And we're like, oh, my God, he's going to retire. And I'm literally at the Harry Potter ride working on my phone to update everything to say Tom Brady's going to retire. And then, remember, later in the day, he said, oh, I'm not retiring. I didn't make any decision.
Right.
Nothing. Then he goes on the radio the next night and says, oh, I haven't made a decision. Then Tuesday, he retires.
Right.
So then, like the Bible, 40 days, 40 nights, hanging out with his wife.
Right.
That's it. I have to go back.
Hang out with the wife and kids. He's like, oh, God. Oh, no. I'm coming back. I cannot be a homebody yet.
All right. So we're here with Risty. Let's do X's and O's. Jimmy's okay. And Joe's and the wins and losses. All right. So you're going W against the Buccaneers.
W.
All right. The win. Okay. Bengals at Cowboys. Another good game.
W.
All right, W. All right, you're going big. I like that.
I am.
Okay. Cowboys at Giants.
Oh, that's a W.
All right. I think I see a pattern here. You're the first one to do this. See, it's weird looking at my phone. Commanders at Cowboys.
Who?
W.
Well, are we playing a college team?
Yeah.
Okay, W.
All right, W. All right. These are your official picks. Cowboys at Rams. Man, your thing to start the season is not going to be easy.
We have a tough, yeah.
Yeah, Cowboys at Rams.
L.
All right, going with L. All right, I thought you were going to go 17-0 here.
No, we're not Miami Dolphins.
Okay. Cowboys at Eagles.
W.
All right. Man, you're going all the way. Lions at Cowboys.
Well, you know what that means. That's a W. Poor Detroit. Poor Detroit.
W. All right, Bears at Cowboys. October 30th, 1 p.m.
W.
You know what? I told my brother, I was like, you know
you
what?
We should go to that game.
You know, we should go. We should get a big crowd and go.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. I've never been there either. I'd like to see it. I really would. Cowboys at Packers.
L.
Ooh, that's a good
that's
game.
That's
an
L.
Cowboys at Vikings.
W.
All right. I think we're going to the playoffs. Giants at Cowboys.
W.
You know what I love also, Risty, is if you look at the schedule, there's so many 425 and 820 games, 815, because you're America's team.
America's team.
That's what it is.
We might lose. We might choke in the playoffs, but we're still America's team.
Cowboys at Vikings. I think you said W.
Yes.
Giants at Cowboys.
W.
You're going all in.
I am.
You're going all in. Colts at Cowboys. Ooh.
W.
Another 820 start.
Damn.
Texans at Cowboys.
W.
Cowboys at Jaguars.
W.
Man, you're getting the one seed. Eagles at Cowboys.
We always lose at least once to them, so L.
L. All right. I should just say the L's. Cowboys at Titans. That's a tough game. Another 8-15.
L.
L?
Yep.
All right. And then Cowboys at Commanders.
W.
All right. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4. You're going 13-4. That's your pick.
Okay. I can live with that. But we're still going to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
That's what it's going to be?
Yeah.
Okay. So of all of these games, if it's like, all right, we're flying to Dallas. All right, here are your home games. I'm going to say them one more time. So you have the Eagles.
Nah.
Texans.
No.
Colts at home.
Nah.
I think it'd be cool if you went to an NFC East game.
Who's the Thanksgiving game?
I believe it's Giants at Cowboys. See, then would you ever go to that? Would you ever go for Thanksgiving? Because it's such a tradition.
I would like to go for Thanksgiving. That would be kind of cool, but the Giants, ugh.
You know, like that?
No.
I'm trying to think here. What would be like this? Honestly, your best game are the two games to start the season, where you have Joe Burrow and the Bengals, who just went to the Super Bowl. But seriously, game one is the sexiest game.
The sexiest game. And usually, I mean, that just shows you how everyone thinks of Tom Brady and the Dallas Cowboys. Usually the sexy game is supposed to be the Super Bowl champion. But do we see any sexy Los Angeles Rams around? No. They have, like, you know, put them to the side like, oh yeah, that was an off year, obviously. It's kind of like when, like, LeBron and the Lakers won that NBA championship, like the kind of like that semi-fake championship that they did, like, in the quarantine and all this and that. That's kind of same thing what that was, you know.
Like, for sports trivia, my buddy Eric at work, he made this joke. He goes, okay, how many teams have won NBA championships in Orlando? And I go, what? And he goes, the Lakers, twice. Isn't that
That's
weird?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
I shouldn't be laughing as all of our listeners are Magic fans.
Oops. Sorry, guys.
All right. Before I let you go, and I appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you inviting me.
Okay. So what happened to the Cavalier Diner? I got to ask.
So the Cavalier Diner, my landlord, I guess you know how the real estate market has just gone through the roof, ridiculous. I guess he, you know, saw it was a seller's market, decides to put the property up for sale, and found a buyer who did not want a restaurant there anymore. He basically wants to do something on his own, something retail. I'm hearing rumors about some kind of like a tobacco CBD store. Like, we need any more of those. But in any case, so I basically, you know, once the property was sold, I got like a month's notice to vacate, which of course didn't really leave me much time and all that. So I'm still in the hunt, and I will hopefully find something soon. But anyway, we'll see. I've been taking it easy, so.
How many years did you run the Cavalier Diner?
The 12 years.
12 years.
Yep. So 12 years without, I really didn't take any, maybe just one vacation. So I have been taking it a little bit easy. I've been having some ankle problems, so taking care of that, doing some therapy and doing stuff around the house and visiting friends that I hadn't gotten to see for a while. But I miss it. I mean, I'm not old enough to retire, and I love the people and I love the food, and I want to be back. So stay tuned.
I like you're wearing your national champion.
Wahoo wah, baby.
How cool was that when the team won the championship?
Amazing. It was so amazing. And you know, we were actually, you know, because they didn't hold the tournament in 2020, we were champions 2 years in a row, if you think about it. Yeah. I mean,
was it crazy
on
campus?
It was insanity. When I was little, back when, you know, the ACC was small and, you know, everyone pretty much considered ACC Tobacco Road, when Virginia won the ACC tournament championship in 1976, I'm like 10 and stuff. And I remember I begged my mom to go driving around the corner, and everyone was out and the cars were honking and stuff like that. It was like we'd won the Super Bowl. And I'd never seen anything like it until we won this national championship. And the whole town just went crazy. And it was insane. The whole corner was just like became a pedestrian mall. It was just, it was nuts. It was wonderful.
It's really cool where my buddy Chris Graham, who runs the Augusta Free Press, he covers the team. So I have him on all the time. I met him just like you, like 10 years ago. And he comes on my show and he called me, like he did hits from the Final Four. And it's really cool where he wrote a book about the championship season. So it blew my mind. Like, look, I've been on TV, you know, I've been on national radio, I've done this show, all this stuff. When he showed me his book, and there's a chapter, and he talks about, oh, he went on Mark's show in Florida to talk Virginia. It was the coolest thing
ever. That is cool.
That's one of the coolest things I have in my house. I appreciate that he did that for me.
Good for him.
It was awesome.
Yes, that is.
So if we go to the bookstore on campus and we see that book, that's right, I can impress you.
You're going to impress me, and I'm going to come back and have you autograph it for me.
That's right.
There we go.
I'm going to make a promise to you. When you open up your new restaurant, will be even better. I'm coming back to do my show from there.
That would be fantastic.
That's
I would
right.
love it.
It's the least I'm going to do.
Thank you, Mark.
I'm here all weekend, so I will see you again. Don't worry.
Sweet. We'll,
first round's on me.
All right. Sounds great. Sounds like a plan.
Great stuff, Risty. I'll see you around.
Take care, Mark. Thank you so much.